We are learning Maseches Be'ah Daf Vav and Beis, and we're starting 10 lines from the top, beginning of a line. Ve'er Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if Ephrayach hatches on Yom Tov, is it Mutter Meshul Mukso, or is it Aser? Rav says it's Mukso, and Shmuel says, since it's Matter itself, B'shchita now, because now I can Shechta and eat it, now it's Roya to eat, so therefore there's no Mukso either. So the Gemara is bring a Braisa, a Raya to each man the Yomah. Tanya Kavasei the Rav, and Tanya Kavasei the Shmuel, Yitem Rav Yechron. Tanya Kavasei the Rav is a Braisa, like Rav's Shita, it says in the Braisa, Egil Shneel B'Yom Tov is Mutter. Egil is born on Yom Tov is Mutter. But a Freyach Shneel B'Yom Tov is Aser, because it's Muksa. My Hefesh Ben Zel is that. The Braisa itself asks, what's the difference between an Egil and a Freyach? Zeh Mukhan Agavim Rav Shchita. Egel is Mukhan Agav the mother of a Shchita, because you can shecht the mother, and everything you find inside will be Mutter. Masha'inkin, if you shecht a chicken and you find a chick in a shell inside, it is not kosher to eat. Vzeh in a Mukhan Agavimah, it's not Mukhan to eat, and therefore it is Muksa. The difference is that by Egels is Mukhan Agav the mother. Masha'inkin, by Ephrayach, it's not, and that's a first price like Rav Shita. Tanik of Asid Shmuel. What? As finding a chicken and an egg. Right. Yes, that's it. Let's went back in somehow. Yeah. Tanya Kava say the Shmuel. So you have to say, you're right. It just means this. There is no mukha to it. It's not mukha. Finish. You're right. It's not possible. It's not possible to have it in the mother. So it just means there is no case to say it's mukha. Tanya Kava say the Shmuel with Rabbi Yechon. We bring a riot to Shmuel Shita, the Shmuel with Rabbi Yechon. It says in the Braisa, Egel Shnel B'Yontov is Mutter. Egel that's born in Yontov is Mutter. Befrayach Shnel B'Yontov is also Mutter. And the Braisa says, why? My timer. Zem Mukhan Agav Imai. Egel is Mutter because Mukhan Agav Imai. Efrayach, which doesn't have the Mila of Mukhan Agav Imai, because we said it's in the shell, it can be Shechter, it's not Mukhan. Why is it not Muksa? Zem Mata Atzmer V'Shchita. When it hatches, it becomes Mutter V'Shchita, and that alone creates the Heter of Muksa. Tana Barlin to the Braisa, Ephrayach Shneil B'Yomtev is Aser. The Braisa says that Ephrayach that was hatched on Yomtev is Aser, like Rav's Shita. And Rav Lezmi Yaakov Eimer, Af Bechayl Aser, even in the weekday, a chick that a hatched of egg is Aser. Why? He didn't open his eyes yet. Rav Lezmi Yaakov holds, until the chicken opens his eyes, it is not kosher to eat. And we'll see the reason in a second. Come on, Oz Lahotanya. Who's this Braisa like? The following Braisa, which man the Yom is like? It says in the Braisa, Chol Sheretz HaSheretz Al Ha'aretz. And this pasuk is the extra pasuk. So it says, Chol HaSheretz HaSheretz Al Ha'aretz is also to eat. What will be Marbe? La Rabba is going to be Marbe. Efreichim Shal Yispatko Einayim. Chicks that came out and didn't open their eyes yet. That's the Braisa says, learn from this pasuk. Who's that like? Which man the Yom? Come on, Rav Lezim Yaakov. Like the Shita, Rav Lezim Yaakov. Like that Tana who holds that a chick that did not open its eyes yet is like a sheretz, you're not allowed to eat it. And we saw the Gemara before on Daf Dalet that Lekuli Amma, while it's in the shell, even the Rabbanon agrees it's included in the pasuk called sheretz, sheretz al aretz. The whole machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer Miyakim, the Rabbanon is only after it comes out, then it opens its eyes. Omer Rav Huna Marab. Huna Marab says in Memra, Beitza Mitziosa Nigmra, a Beya. When it comes out, it's Nigmra. Now, what does that mean? That it comes out, it's Nigmra. Mayim Mitziyasa Nigmra. Ilema Mitziyasa Nigmra Mataris La'achla B'chalav. Do you mean to say that the egg, only when it comes out, that's considered, it's Nigmar, it's now complete egg, and it's mutter to eat with milk. But until then, it has a din of basar, like meat. It's a piece of chicken. Until now, that's what you mean to say? But while it's in the mother's stomach, it's this egg cannot be eaten with milk because it's dinner of basar. But it's not true. Someone shechs a chicken, he slaughters a chicken and what's about beitzim gemurais, and he finds inside it complete bayim, which Rashi says means even without the shell, it means that the yellow is separate by itself. That's how far the eggs was. That's how much the egg was developed. The halacha is you're allowed to eat it. Mataris lachem v'chalav. You're allowed to eat it with milk because it already has a din of an egg and not a din of basar. So heck, you say dafka imitziyasa nigmara. Only when it comes out, it's nigmar and it's mutter v'chalav. Even when you shecht the tarnagolis and you find inside it an egg that's mostly developed, it's already mutter v'chalav. So tomorrow I'll try something else. We'll try a shayla of muksa of achana the rabba. Ella emitzi osa nigmaro mataris lach v'yomtiv. The way Rashi explains is that if the egg is laid before yomtiv, so you know it was completed before yomtiv, then it's allowed to be eaten. But if it's laid on Yom Tov, you're worried it got completed on Yom Tov. Like Rashi explained, this is not like the Gemara said before, that usually an egg is created, is Nigmar the day before. This man the Yom would hold, not like that. Rav Huna hold that imitzi also Nigmar. So if it's laid on Yom Tov, we are worried it's Nigmar today, and it's a problem of Achano the Rabba. The may ask that it means imitzi also Nigmar when Teres La'akla b'Yom Tov, Havamei Ima. But if it's B'mei Ima, Asur La'akla b'Yom Tov, Inali on Yom Tov, why not? Because then we're worried it got developed today. It got developed today, and then it's a problem of a chana de rabba. It grew today, and it got developed today. So therefore, it's a problem of a chana de rabba. That's what Rashi learns, maybe Pshat Rav Huna is. It'll be different than Rabba Shita before, but we're saying, maybe that's Pshat Rav Huna. Frank Demar, how can you say that's Pshat? But tie them to the Brisa. Ashokas is a town of girls. Someone shechs a chicken, and most of our beitzim gemurais, they found inside it complete beitzim, means the bayim were gum already. Mutlach of Yontav, even though it must have been developed today, it's Mutlach of Yontav. So how can you say that Rav Huna is saying dafka before Yontav, but if it's you open up on Yontav, it's aser. We have first a brayser that's mutter. V'chid tema, maybe you'll tell me that I'm not so worried about this brayser that says that's mutter, because v'chid tema kamash one brayser ma'ad lo yashpinim masdisim. And what Rashi learns is that maybe this brayser is not a it's mishabeshas, because if Rebbe didn't say it, so Rav Chiya menayinlu, so maybe we're not worried about this brayser. We also learned not like what you're saying, because it says in our Mishnah, "Beitzah shenol debyomtiv." Besham erim teichu besilma seichel. Says our Mishnah, the beitzah that was nailed on the yomtiv, that's where there's machlekes beshamai and besilah. But it's mashma. I've atkan lepliga besham besilah benolda. It's mashma. The only time it's a problem only benolda. Av meiman divrak kol sharon. Mashma meiman. It's v'shor mutter. Because Mei Imam is sure better than me Nolda on Yontif, and it's mashma that there it's mutter. So how? So that alone should be a kasha Rav Huna. You see, it's mashma that if Mei Imam, if you find the egg in the mother's stomach, it holds mutter. So that's a kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that has to be laid before Yontif. Maybe he still holds that not only is it also if it's laid on Yontif, if he shechted and he cut it open, it's also Yontif. Why did the Mishnah, our first Mishnah of Masechta, pick Nolda? To tell us that Beishamai, even that Phil Nolda Nami Shari, even if it's laid today, it's Mutter. So if that's true, so it means that Elohad Tanya, Hashekhas, Taragos, Matsuba, Basing Muros, Mutaris Lacham Yomtev, Moni. Who is that like? Loy Beishamai, Loy Beisil. If you hold that, we're saying that Beis Hillel holds even Me'ima is also Aser. So who's this Brisa like? This Brisa, it's not Beis Shammai, it's not Beis Hillel. It can't be Beis Shammai because Vosef is why Dafka Me'ima. Even Nolda Yontav is Mutter. You don't have to tell me Me'ima, even Nolda it's Mutter. Of course Me'ima is Mutter. And it's not Beis Hillel because same Beis Hillel is Aser. Are you going to ask me, what's the problem? We just finished saying that this Brisa doesn't count. It's a Brisa that doesn't say in our Mishnah. We just said maybe it's Mishabeshis, so what are we so worried about it? So Tosis asks his kash, so Tosis of Masbri Tema asks his question. He says, V'tema, imke ma parich, hanol da asura, we said it's Mishabeshis, what's the problem? So Tosis has different challenge in the Gemara, but the Ra'al says that it's still better if we have our Mishnah already is Mashma, that B'mei Ima is Mutter. And we have a price like that. So we'd rather not say that the Mishnah Kapsutai, that they don't argue B'mei Ima at all, and fix up the brisa, than to say that the argument by both, and we're just saying koychoi the Beis Shammai, and that brisa is a mistake. Well, why should we do that? So back to that, what is Rav Huna's memra that says ibiti asa nigmara? What does that mean? We just try to say it means that it has to be born before, has to be laid before Yom Tov in order to be mutter, and we ask that no, even if you find it on Yom Tov when you shech the behem, it's mutter. So it can't be pshat in what he's saying. Ella zok the Gemara emitzios and nigmar magdala safreichim. He's telling you a metzias that the metzias is that if it's laid naturally, then this egg in the future could hatch as a chicken. But if you find a me'imai, if you open up the mother, and you find an egg there. Any magdala safreichim will not. It's not complete enough to turn into a chick. And lemay nafkimin, you know, what's the difference? Lemekachamemka. Nafkimin is filmekachamemka. If someone decides, he says he wants to buy chicken that can be hatched, You have to give him dafka eggs. He wants eggs that could be hatched into chickens. He wants dafka eggs that were laid naturally. Not if you cut open the chicken and found the egg, that will not count. And Metz Shem, on tomorrow's daf, will continue with this Shiloh of Mecca Chamevka.